Tom, are you, after watching some film of Blake for the last month, are you committed to him as the starter now, or is there some work he still needs to do, or are you?
Well, there's plenty of work for everybody to do, you know, Blake included. And to raise the game to a higher level, it takes all components, though, as well. And that's why I mentioned the protection, first of all, people being in the right place at the right time, the timing, taking care of the football, you know, which is paramount to that position. There can be no way the ball is turned over at that to that extent. So I think he'd be the first one to say that he has a lot of work to do, but we all have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to put it that way. I'm going to put it that way. Yeah.
Tom, will you allow Prince Amukamara to test the market at this point?
I'm not going to comment about any of those things. I mean, there's work ongoing, you know, at this time, and we'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
Tom, how do you weigh with all the salary cap space that you do have? How do you weigh sometimes tapping the brakes, sometimes the resisting the urge to go and spend too much?
Well, obviously, it takes discipline to do it. We all know that free agency allows you some creativity, some opportunities. Not always the highest priced individual. Not always those that are at the top of the market at their positions. But you do have to have discipline, and you do have to have restraint, and you do have to realize there's more than 1 year involved here. So there's a tremendous desire to win now, and that's what we all feel. But you also have to have a little bit of restraint.
Along with the offensive line, what positions do you think really need the most work this offseason?
We have a lot of positions to fulfill.
Tom, after 6 weeks of sort of looking at the roster in depth, mm-hmm. Where do you feel like you stand?
Where do we stand?
Well, I mean,
what's the question?
How do you feel about the roster?
We have work to do.
With the amount of money that you have, Tom, do you expect March 9th to be able to make a couple of moves on that day?
I think everyone perhaps who has the capability will expect to do that. I don't know that it'll happen on March 9th, but we expect to be very competitive on March 9th.
Agency change over the last 10, 15 years in terms of you can't really bring a guy in anymore. You have to act really fast. Is that make it tougher to identify a player?
Well, you research from day one, and you have to. You know, you have to know as much as you can about the player, not only, you know, his capability on the field, but his character off the field as well. So you do have to rely a lot on any source that you can, perhaps, to give you as much information as you can get. But it has changed.
Tom, how do you feel about your running backs with TJ and Chris Ivory at this point?
Well, I think we have to play better.
And then the pass rush?
The defensive ends, particularly Fowler and Ngakoue.
They both have shown the ability to rush the passer. We need more production, but we need more production out of everybody. But I'm encouraged by that spot. But you're always in need and can always use more pass rushers.
What did you like about when you and Doug were going through the coordinator process? What did you like what you heard from Nate and Todd to retain them?
Doug has great background with both of them, coached with them as an assistant coach. Nate obviously functioned under Doug in two different capacities, two different stops. And that's his call. That's the head coach's call.
Do you imagine Todd's defensive scheme changing a little bit now that he's...
Oh, it'll change a little bit. It'll change a little bit as we adapt to what we see on the horizon, first of all in our division, but what happened in the league a year ago. Sure.
How much would it benefit to actually be able to call his offense throughout an entire year as opposed to having to catch up mid-year once he got the promotion?
Well, I think you prepare yourself to be the play caller, and for him it's going to give him an opportunity to have an entire offseason and a training camp to prepare for that.
The decision to re-sign Avery Jones, is there still a position on this roster for a guy like Roy Miller?
Sure.
It makes sense to have two of those players.
Sure.
What'd you like about Jones?
I liked his potential. I liked his quickness. We liked his quickness. We liked the fact that he can actually play the nose and the three technique if needed. So there's some versatility there. Plus, he does show some signs of being able to rush the passer.
Where are you at from an evaluation standpoint with Dante Fowler?
We've evaluated everyone on our team, and whatever we're going to discuss will be discussed with them first.
Last year, Jaguars had the biggest run pass imbalance in the league. Philosophically, how much does it bother you that the gap was that wide?
A lot. You know, I don't think you're helping the quarterback at all when you don't rush the football. And I think for our team to be successful in this division, noting that there are teams that will come in and run the ball and try to hold the ball, keep your offense on the sideline, we need to be able to do some of that as well. So, you know, it's easy to say it's a correctable thing, but as you know, in this league, you get behind. You're trying to find ways to get back in the game as fast as you can, no matter whether it's 3 points or 10 points.
Tom, with the emphasis on the running attack, can Jacksonville expect a fullback to return?
Fullbacks have been discussed. We have talked about those that are available. We have benefited in my circumstance a couple of times from very good free agent fullbacks, college free agent fullbacks who, you know, not being in a position of demand, were available. And to a team that believes in that personnel concept, that's important. Now, you know, our league has gone almost completely the other way, with the three wides being 65 to 70% of the time. But I believe there's a place still for multiple personnel combinations and the ability to utilize the fullback. Now, there's different ways of doing that, as you know. I mean, the third tight end many times can accomplish that. Not quite the ramrod blocker that you're looking for, but obviously the guy who can slip in the flat, et cetera, et cetera. So you can accomplish that a couple of different ways.
Paul Posluszny played at a high level last year, and do you still look at him as a key part of that defense going
sure.
forward? What do you like about what he's done, especially at his age?
I like the professional athlete and the attitude that he brings to the table. I like the way he is in the locker room. I like that when you talk to the guy, he's very serious about the game and about this team and about doing something about it with this team.
How comfortable have you felt in the month here being on the same page with Doug and Dave?
We're on the same page. I feel I said it when we came in, and I'll always say it. You know, we will work as a team. We will make decisions as a team. Let's face it, those two gentlemen have more information about this team to share with me than I certainly have to share with them. So in many circumstances, I'm like a sponge listening to their comments, to the comments of the coaches that have been here, to the evaluations that we've done, to the yays and the nays, the pluses and the minuses. So I'm very interested in what Doug and Dave both have to say.
When you were doing your film evaluation of all the players on the roster, was there anything that surprised you, whether it was good or bad, a guy that didn't play as well as maybe you thought, or a guy that was, you know, underused or anything like that when you were looking at the whole
evaluation? Well, there certainly is some of that. I mean, just because all you know on the outside is what you read or what you see. So there was disappointment as well.
From a head coaching candidate to here, how did that process happen, since it didn't look like he's worked with Doug?
I can tell you this. Doug Marrone did tremendous research on everybody that was interviewed here. He was in each interview to the full extent of time. So if a guy was in here for 6 hours, Marrone was in the man was actually interviewing directly to Doug, not a coordinator, not somebody. So everybody that came in here, he did tremendous research on. There were people that we highly recommended. There were people that others recommended. There were people that he knew about. He did his due diligence, and he certainly was well prepared for everyone that came in. And among other outstanding candidates, I will say, at that position, and we had a few of them in here, he felt Scott did the best job, and that's why he's in that chair.
With Perry and Pat, what do you think they bring from an experience standpoint that this team didn't have last year?
Well, they bring a knowledge of the way. They bring a knowledge of having been in the tournament and having fought your way through some very difficult circumstances and found a way to win. The exhilaration that comes with being on top of the world in your profession, they've been there, and they've also had their lumps. They're guys that if you look at their history, they have risen from a humble ranking to a spot where they were recognized in their profession as the best. So that is a good experience to bring. So I think we have a nice combination of coaches that have come from various backgrounds, have accomplished certain things, and there's a way in which all of these people can work with each other. Keenan being here is a good thing.
A lot of people will infer from your presence here, from your resume, that this will be Tom Coughlin's team. Do you see it that way?
It's our team. It's Mr. Kahn's team. We all work for him. We are going to certainly lean on the strengths and weaknesses of the strengths, let's put it that way, of everybody that's in that position of influence, whether it be, you know, the Marone or Caldwell or myself or, you know, our assistant coaches, our coaches are all welcome to their opinion, and we would take advice from anybody. We'll make the final call on that. But it's a different road and path for me as well. Right now, not so different because this is what you always do. And as a head coach at this time of year, you're investigating your team and the talent level that's out in free agency, the draft, et cetera, trying to think about what's best for your team. So for me, going forward will be kind of interesting when it comes time to have the players here, coach the players. And that's something that it's of interest to me because I've not done it before.
You follow up on Keenan. Did you see somebody who was going to enter coaching throughout his playing career? Do you think he'd be?
I had Keenan in training camp a few years back and watched him very closely. And he went with Randy Edsall of Maryland. And so I've known that, I mean, to look at Keenan, to look at his background, where he came from, what he was able to accomplish, you better believe he can share information with the players in that room how to be successful in this league.
Starts with toughness, though. Now, that's not the first thing on most people's list when it comes to talking about receivers. But you talk about a guy who was tough. Now, he wouldn't miss a practice with a separated shoulder. That's a little bit of something that has to happen. This league can benefit from more of that attitude and this team from that attitude as well. You're a pro. You know, this isn't pass and tap. It's a tough game. It's a tough business. You got to play through some things if your team is going to succeed. And the more of that attitude that can be accomplished, certainly I'm not talking about serious injury. I'm talking about things that can be played with. But he's one of the bell cows for that.
The decision to move on from Jared Odrick, the right one for this organization?
Just a football business decision.
Talked about having guys that know the way, but also guys that are familiar with your message and are able to reinforce it. How important was that to kind of get guys like that just to get the message to the players quicker instead of having them try to figure it out as things go along?
Well, they'll know exactly where. Doug's an old-school guy. I'm an old-school guy. The messages are going to be exactly or very the same. We've shared a lot of the information over the years, Doug and I. He's visited me in New York. We've talked on the phone. I don't think there's going to be real mystery to what the presentation is and what we believe in, how the game should be played, how a man should conduct himself with his family, et cetera, away from the building. There won't be any misunderstandings with regard to that.
You have a lot of younger guys that are eligible for extensions. You coming in with fresh eyes, does that kind of help in your evaluation of whether we give this guy a deal or let the season play out?
It helps in regard to making sure that everybody understands that, you know, everybody has a chance to interview. Let's see how you do.
Did not show toughness the last several years. You just spoke about it just a moment ago. Was it? I don't know if you want
at
to use
times,
it soft. I
mean, it may not be the key word, but it is part of it. There's a mental toughness part of this thing I'm talking about too. You got to finish.
Tom, in your opinion, in today's NFL, is that move tight end more of a luxury or is it becoming more of a necessity to have?
No, I don't think it's a. You know, if you're going that way, it's essential. In other words, if it's going to be tight ends on your roster with running backs, not a fullback, then it's essential if you're going to believe in other types of personnel rather than just, you know, your substituted wide receivers. Now, we all know that if your move tight end, if your extra tight end happens to be really 85% a receiver, you're going to get the nickel anyway. You're not going to get done what you want to get done. So it helps if that guy can perform in multiple tasks.
Special teams have struggled over the last few years. Bring Joe in, how much does that help? And also, are you guys going to be looking for special teams aces that the team hasn't had?
Naturally.
And there will be more emphasis on playing special teams. I think for our players to recognize it properly, every man on the roster, you know, must be supportive and be prepared to play on special teams. Even starters can play one or two special teams. That's a strong message, but it's a good message. And that is necessary here.
Was that the thought process in bringing back Ben, or at least Ben?
Certainly. How has the combine changed for you as opposed to head coach to now your current role? Do your goals change at all?
With regard to the combine and what I would be evaluating and how I will assess and where I will be and what is of primary interest to me, that'll be the same.
That short 15-minute interview, what do you try and learn about a guy in that
different? There's different strategies based on the individual. I would say, generally speaking, it gives you a very short, close window that you want to try to find out if that man really knows some depth about his position.
Will it be a team effort in setting up the board on draft night?
Everything's a team effort. Draft night? I think it might be a little bit before that.
A couple
might change a little bit that night.
Tom, last year the defense moved up to 6th in yards allowed, but it was like 24th or 25th in points allowed. How do you see this defense? Because it just seemed like when they absolutely had to get stops at crunch time, they weren't able to do it.
You summed it up. You know, I think it's part of its balance. The offense has got to help out. The offense has got to hold the ball, take the ball, don't keep them on the field for an extended period of time. A lot of the scores were very reasonable scores that would have allowed that the game would have been won. They weren't all lopsided. There wasn't always a lot of scoring. Those games you expect to win because you have a good balanced football team, special teams as well. So certainly the defense has got to do something about that. But so our football team has to help each phase of the game to be the best they can be.
What do you like about Jalen Ramsey? Do you feel like he's got the ability to be one of those elite cover corners?
He has got the ability to be a very, very good corner in this league.
What do you like about his game, physicalness? I mean, can you elaborate a little on that?
I'll share that with him. He's a good player.
Tom, how is the whole organizational structure? It is a new position for you. It's a new position. How much is it? Is tape watching, meeting with your coaches? Have you had to work on structuring that?
That's the structure right now, you know, with the meetings that have to do with free agency, the meetings that have to do with the draft, the organizational meetings between Doug, Dave, and I from a salary cap standpoint. That is all kind of as you would expect. There's nothing outside of the lines on that one. My job will be to continue to be very much in tune with players that can help us, no matter what time of the year it is. That'll be a big part of what I do. But there's a lot I can share from a scheduling concept, from organizational concept, from what I've done, where I've been, and the role that I've always played. I've always taken great pride in how we did things and what the schedules were like, the efficiency of the schedules, how we conducted ourselves, all of those things. I can share, and I'll be continue to share in those areas as well.
Are you having fun?
Am I having fun? I always have fun.
has anything surprised you about your new position?
No.
Will you feel compelled come training camp to be out there for every live snap of training camp?
I expect to be out there. I'll look at every practice. I will have an opportunity to comment, you know, on pretty much everything that goes on.
So lot of third-year sophomores have been invited to the combine, some who've only started for 1 year. In your experience, do you really have to do a lot more background research on these guys to see if they're mature enough to handle?
And always. Many would say that the juniors have made the draft and continue to make the draft. Now it's even, you know, you're talking a little bit younger even. So, yeah, you've got to definitely do your research.
And is there enough? Is there enough information? Mm-hmm. That's interesting, too.
Mm. One more, Ryan, you have another?
Well, follow up enough information. Has he handled adversity on the field? Is that what you're getting at there? Is he just
all kinds of things.
What kind of citizen has he been in his short tenure? What kind of student has he been? What kind of a, you know, how has he contributed to his team other than what you see on tape? You know, is he an I guy? Nobody, you know. We're interested in team. Teams win championships. Individuals play the game.